This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour. But now, you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
You have that, you have a balloon of heroin up your ass,
yes.
Face.
Get ready for The Social Hour.
From Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, host of the show, So There I Was, Neil Helgard. Producer, Traz Swartout.
And special guest co-host, comedian Kay Harris.
And he got so drunk last night he forgot where he put the elf on the shelf. Deese Casillas.
Malavgin, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. With us today in studio, we have special guest co-host, comedian, coming all the way from Seattle, Washington to hang out with us, Kay Harris. Kay, how you doing, dear?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Glad to finally have you on the show. We've been doing this dance for a while trying to get you on, so I appreciate you making the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we just threw you right into co-host. We didn't even bother bringing her in as a guest. We're like, fuck it, she's here. She's going to co-host this bitch.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know, we replaced Monica. Just like slide in cute blonde with other cute blonde. It's easy. Just like instant, like you, it's just seamless, right? And we also have Traz with us as always. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Thank you guys for coming. We appreciate it. On the show today, we've got a great guest for you. Neil Helgard, host of So There I Was on KYRS Thin Air Radio, broadcasted here in Spokane, Washington, around Eastern Washington. Excited to have him on the show. He is a great, great local radio talent. I've had the honor of being on his show a couple times and have another appearance coming up in January. So always love talking to Neil. He's a great, great guy. Excuse me. I am wiped out today, though. I did something today I've not done in a long time. I had a couple drinks.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice.
There's a new brewery that just opened up a while back in Spokane Valley called V Twin Brewing. They're at 2302 North Argonne if you're within the earshot of where this is recorded. Nice little brewery, great spot, interesting beers, a little something for everyone. So I had a little taster paddle, got a little saucy earlier in the day. That was kind of nice. I've been on the sober train for a while, and I'm more productive sober. I just need to be sober. It's better for me all around.
Me too. I agree with myself. It's hard, though. It's hard, especially doing comedy. It's hard not to drink. Drinking's fun.
It is. Yeah.
You know, everyone does it, and it's so just ingrained in our culture. But, man.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you're out at the clubs, you're in bars where you're doing shows and clubs, and like, you know, I mean, I am somewhere in town doing comedy or at an event like five nights a week. So
right.
you just like to be there and not drink is hard at first, and now it's kind of whatever. But it's funny because I host the drinking debate with Nick Cavassier at the Spokane Comedy Club. The next one actually is coming up on January 1st, so mark your calendars for that. Just keep that Coke binge going all the way through New Year's Eve and, you know, keep going all the way to New Year's Day and come see us. And also, if you're in the west side of the state in Tacoma, our first show is going to be January 8th in the Tacoma Club. So you're going to find us once a month at each club. And actually, I think Nick and I are going to head over to that show in Tacoma, so that'll be fun. But it's funny, neither of us drink. Nick
doesn't drink?
No. Nick saves his liver for drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. And like the kind that they make in laboratories, not like the kind that grow in the earth. So, which I don't blame him. I used to dabble. I used to enjoy. I was talking to him the other day, actually, because he's gone the opposite direction I went. I think we like X'd. Because I was doing all the drugs not that long ago, a couple of years, more than 4 years ago, we'll say, just for plausible deniability. And he was not, and now I just like do none, and he does all the drugs. So it's a weird converse.
Have you guys been friends for a while?
Oh, I've known him for a while. We just started working together in the last, you know, 6 months or so. But I've known him for probably a year or more.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did you grow up here?
No. I've lived here for coming up on 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where were you at before that?
LA. Yeah, I grew up in LA.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I've been here for about 8 years. 8 years in February. So, crazy, because I never thought I would have. When I first moved here, I wouldn't even sign a year-long lease when the first place I lived in. I told the guy I'd only sign an 8 month lease because I didn't think I'd stay here.
Did you come for work?
No, actually, I came here for nothing.
You just came to Spokane, Washington.
yeah, I literally knew zero people when I moved to Spokane.
Okay.
I didn't have a job. I left California and I actually went up to Montana because I lived in Montana briefly in my later teen years, and that's where I have friends and family. So I left California in 2008 when the economy crashed. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to be somewhere else, was
right.
Done with California, and went up to Montana and kind of hung out and was doing some work and wanted to leave, I was actually making my way to the west side. I was trying to get to like Portland where I had some friends, or mm-hmm. Seattle, and do something. Ended up in Spokane and never left. Stopped in Spokane for a weekend and I never left.
Alright.
I've been here for 8 years. Just sucked me in. So here I am. But I like it. I like Spokane. Yeah, people shit on it. I like it. Maybe it's because I didn't grow up here. Like, I think if I grew up here, I kind of get it. Like, are you from Spokane?
I am. I was born and raised here.
Born and raised here. But you live in Seattle now.
I do.
So how long ago did you leave Spokane?
So it would have been not this past June, but the June before that, I graduated from Eastern. And I just wanted to not be in Spokane anymore.
Sure.
And I went down to San Diego. I picked San Diego because I vacationed there, so I kind of knew the lay of the land, and then I knew a girl that I could move in with, friend of a friend. Had it been Denver, I would have gone to Denver. Had it been Phoenix, I wouldn't have gone to Phoenix. It's too hot there. But
too hot.
Yeah, way too hot. I can't handle that. But yeah, so then I went down to San Diego for a while. At this point, I'd done comedy, but I'd only dabbled in it. And I went down there, I was bartending, and I drank quite a bit, and it was a lot of fun.
San Diego?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the San Diego I know.
I was doing really good until I started making friends, and then when I started making friends, it was like, oh, you want to go out on this yacht? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
How come all the girls get invited on yachts? I don't get invited on yachts. They're like, hey, you want to go in this alley and smoke crystal meth? I'm like, I don't know.
That's what people do,
maybe.
Though, you know? They a lot of the people that bartend are young and just down there to live in San Diego for a little bit and hang out. So it's fun. But had to come home to Spokane for a little bit. We sold my mom's house, and then we moved her over to Seattle. She wanted to be closer to my big brother and her grandkids. So we moved her over there. And at that point, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I kind of just stayed in Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you like it over there?
I like it a lot.
Are you going to stay there?
For now. Definitely for now. Yeah. I have a good job. I have a good serving job. And, you know, the comedy scene's great over there. There's a lot of stage time.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a lot of stage time.
So tell us about that. Because I... So my for listeners, I mean, kind of quickly for Kay, but for people who know me, my trajectory in comedy was kind of weird. I did stand up many, many moons ago, and then I kind of got into improv really big, and then I started writing comedy, which I did mainly for a long time. Then I started doing the podcast, and just semi recently started doing stand up again, which I love. I discovered I remember why I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy I'm doing it again, but it's interesting to talk about it in other towns. Cause when I first did it, I was living in LA.
Right.
I should say I was living in Long Beach, cause Long Beach is very different from LA proper. Cause if you live in like the heart of LA, it's shitty. It's so fucking hard to do comedy in LA. Like there's just like everything spread out and people don't give a shit about anything. No one's from there and they're all too cool to do anything. So, tell us about how Seattle is. I mean, especially coming from Spokane, and then, you know, what's the scene like? What's the vibe, the people? Where, you know, how often can you get on stage there?
You can go on stage every night. There's travel involved, though. I mean, some sure. of them, you know, are up in Everett. Some of them are down in Tacoma. But there's an open mic every single night, so you can do that. And then there's a lot of stages around there. There's a lot of available stages, you know, because you got... you can go up to Bellingham or Vancouver or Everett, then down south to Tacoma, Portland. You can come over to Spokane, yeah. head out of the comedy club. So, you know, and then a ton of little towns in between. So you can get booked on quite a few shows. And then when you're actually doing a show and compared to open mic, you get more time.
Sure.
So it's, you know, if you're only doing 3, 4, 5, if you're lucky, minute open mics a couple times a week, you're not going to get better as quick as you could if you were booked on actual shows.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. So it's a good place to get your bones as opposed to some other cities that, you know, boast a better comedy scene. They're like a tier one, you know, like a Chicago, New York, LA, San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go there. And if you're not somebody already from somewhere else, you're going to have to start at the bottom and do these 3, 4 minute mics. And
harder. There's mm-hmm. more. Yeah, there's right. there's less chance to get ahead.
Mm-hmm. So Seattle's a really good place to get your bones.
So what how many nights a week are you on stage then?
Well, as of late, I've kind of been taking a little bit of a break. But before that, I mean, June, July, August, September, I think like 3 days out of each of those months, I wasn't doing something comedy related.
Yeah.
Either booked on a show, at an open mic, or at someone else's show.
So what about doing shows when you're not like, I mean, you know, open mics are one thing, but doing shows, how much work did you have to get put into getting shows? And eventually was it people approaching you, or how did it go?
Well, so basically what happened was it was a unique situation because I moved there, but I'd already done comedy somewhere else. And that doesn't come up a lot. A lot of times when people are new, they start there in Seattle and then people watch them come up. Whereas I was an outsider, nobody knew me. And I kind of, you know, come in. And at that point, I had a 15-minute set. I'd done it at Northern Quest Casino a couple times. It wasn't the best. I'm not proud of it. I mean, it was okay. But just, I mean, I've grown a lot since then. So now I'm like, you know, that's just how comedians are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had, I had 10 minutes. It was there. And so I get there and I do start getting, you know, booked on quite a few things just because I was the new person.
Sure. Oh, because you had content that maybe wasn't
exactly
the typical.
Mm-hmm.
So how much time writing do you spend? I mean, how much time developing new sets and things are you?
I would like to say that I do it a lot more.
You can say whatever you want. I'm not going to fact check you.
I don't want
like diaries with timestamps and dates.
Right.
So
I should write a lot more. I think that's a problem for everybody. It's for me. It's the sitting down factor.
Sure.
It's, you know, I like to be out doing stuff.
Is it a sit down and write type of thing though? Because like everyone, it's funny to hear everyone's different styles. Because like mm-hmm. Like I said, I like to write comedy like scripts. Like I've done a lot of that, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of sit down and write. But like I feel like writing a comedy set, there's not a lot of sit down and write for
right.
me. Like I mean, I have to like put it into words eventually and kind of figure out how I want the beats to go. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of, from my background in improv, I just like, give me a couple like bullet points and I'll just kind of make it work, you know?
Right.
So writing is like life for me.
Yeah. My problem is that very funny things happen to me all the time.
Yeah.
And just, I find myself in like the most humorous situations all the time. I'll be like, I should talk about this. But then I don't go and write down like, oh, specific things, you know, sure. The lady was wearing this and it was, you know, so I don't write down any of that. And then I forget it all.
Oh.
But that's probably partially because of marijuana.
that could be an issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's your best joke? Do you have a best joke?
Well, so my favorite thing that I'm working on right now is talking about my acid trip. I did acid recently.
I read about that on Facebook. Yeah, I did see that. That was your first time?
That was my first time, and I did.
How can I ask how old you are?
I'm 26 now. At the time, I was 25. Okay.
Do you remember?
No, that's not true. I was 26.
See, this is your brain on drugs, kid.
So I was 26.
Don't do drugs. You don't even remember how old you are. No, so it's funny because I, a little older than you, I've told the story on the podcast before, but I've done acid like probably 150 times.
Really? Seriously?
Who was in here? Maybe it was Josh Tieford. You know Josh Tieford.
I do, yes.
Was it him? I think it was Josh. He was in here for a different podcast that I do. And, you know, we were talking about drugs because he likes drugs. And I was told that he was very surprised. I'm like, oh, yeah, I used to tell my buddy, who's never done any drugs, I'm like, I've eaten more hits of acid in my life than I have apples. And I really, really like apples is always what I say. Like, I mean, it's like when I say 150 times, like I've easily 150 hits of acid in my life, but not more.
Right.
Why?
No, I said right.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because how many do you usually do at a time?
It's been a long time since I've done acid. But I would do, you know, a couple.
Okay.
Depends on how powerful it was, but like 2 to 4.
What was your first time like?
I was like 12.
No shit. Yeah, see, that's the difference though between people that grew up in a bigger city and people. I'm from Spokane.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just different, you know? And I mean, I'm sure that it's just less debaucherous, I think.
Sure, maybe.
Because people hear talk and they'll find out what you're doing.
Oh, so it's. I just didn't care. Like, I always tell you, like, I had parents that were it was like being raised by two sleeping hamsters. Like there was no parenting, you know, like it was just a zero. So I didn't have to worry about anything. But yeah, we went home after school and my buddy and I, he was a year younger than I was and his brother was a year older than I was. And we went home and we went to their house and his parents went home and he had some acid. And he's like, hey, you guys want to do some acid? I'm like, sure, fuck yeah, I've never been able to do it. And we did, and I tripped balls for a while, and then it was a school night, I had to go home.
Oh.
And I went home, and I just like, I remember walking, I lived only down the road from him, and I walked up the street to my house, or walking in the door to my house, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, just still tripping balls. I just went down to my room, just sat in my room for hours, and tried to go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah. So how was your first experience?
Who's great
on the LSD, on the drugs?
I love it. I love it. It changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really describe exactly how, but I'm just different now.
Would you do it again?
I'm going to, but not in the next 12 months.
So I have some right now. Will you eat something? We want to do some right now. I'm just kidding.
Have you tried mushrooms?
I have. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've done mushrooms once, and I had a set that night.
Ooh.
And it went really well.
So how do you, what do you think the differences between mushrooms and acid were for you? Like, what did you?
I can't really compare them because of the doses that I took of each aren't comparable. I took quite a bit. I took 3 hits for my first time.
Of acid?
Of acid.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh. And then the mushrooms, I didn't do, a small amount.
Sure.
I can't even remember an eighth or a fourth or whatever. I don't remember the measurements, but it wasn't a lot because I had a show that night, but I definitely felt it. I didn't trip though, but I was a very
like
emotional.
Like a body high.
Yeah. And it was a very emotional experience and I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So it's usually that way. Like mushroom seems to be more, body.
Mm-hmm.
Acid generally attacks your mind a little bit more.
Right.
Although I've had some mushrooms that put me in a different world. Traz may have heard this story, but I ate mushrooms one time and I blacked out and I woke up in a hospital. I was in a hospital room and it was like at 12:30 at night.
Is this in California?
I will not. I cannot. Pending litigation. I'm not allowed to disclose.
Our publicist is in the back.
Right. Like, no, he's like, pull the mic. So I woke up in a hospital room and it's like 12:30 at night and I was, I didn't know how the fuck I got there. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, it took me a minute to realize where I was. And I kind of like, I remember getting up and everything. It's just coming back to me like, what the fuck? And I look out in the hallway and there's like no one up and down the hallway. I look, it's like, you know, I check, I got my keys, wallet, cell phone, I got everything on me. Like, so I just like book it and like escape this hospital. Right. It was like, and, I ended up calling my friends and because we were out partying and when we ate mushrooms and I'm like, what happened? Like, oh, you disappeared. Where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm coming. I went back to the club and I drank more and partied for the night.
How did you get to the hospital in the first place?
I have no idea. I don't know. The last thing I remember, I was just out partying.
And they didn't fill you in when you woke up?
No, they're like, you left. They said you left. And it was only like I was only gone for like 2 hours.
Huh.
What the heck, man?
But apparently
that would
be
scary. I would be scared.
Yeah. So, yeah, drugs are bad, but they're fun. You know what? Mm-hmm. I always say drugs are bad, but flashbacks are fucking awesome because they're free. All
right.
And you already
right?
you already
Stories.
Did the damage.
Stories are priceless.
So yeah.
Stories are priceless.
Have you done any other drugs you want to talk about?
No.
Not that you just don't want to talk about them?
No, I haven't done any other drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should.
What ones would you recommend to me?
Oh, God. I've done them all. All the drugs. And they're all fun in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do them, actually. It's not worth it. It's fun at the time, but in the long run, you're like, I had fun, but I could have had fun.
Yeah, if we're being honest, I think that I could just live off marijuana. I mean, not completely. I need food also,
yes.
But marijuana and mushrooms the rest of my life.
Well, you could eat edibles. You could eat, like, marijuana
Love.
Brownies.
That's, yeah.
That's, like, literally my prescription whenever anybody asks me. I've also done most of the drugs. and the people that ask, you know, it's just marijuana and mushrooms. Because
yeah.
those two are just
yeah.
That's in what touch with, like, the earth and
yeah,
like, self.
Right.
And
yeah.
All the good things.
I think so.
I always said mushrooms. The only thing I'd do again. I don't think I'd do anything of any other shit again.
Yeah.
I've never had a spiritual moment at like 3 a.m. on coke or something.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I did, but the next morning I'm like, that was just in my head.
Yeah,
yeah, that was not spiritual.
I've tried the white girl 2 times and I did not enjoy it either time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm lucky where I have this thing. I guess I say quote unquote addictive personality, but like I don't, I can do any of the drugs and I don't feel like I need to keep doing them.
Right.
I was always just like, oh, let's do them to party and then, you know, no big deal. I'll still go to work on Monday. I'm not fucking sucking dick for coke. Like,
right.
Try, you know, at 3 p.m. Not yet anyway. So there's still time. Yeah. But, oh, Denise, I think I'm here. So, oh, I think our guest's here. Okay. Well, let's see. Yeah, he's here. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Kay and Traz and our guest, Neil Hallgarth, host of KYRS's So There I Was. So take a listen to these commercials from Pants Pending Studios, and we'll be right back.
Hello there. My name is Glenn Case, and I am the host of the Case No Point podcast. I am a self-proclaimed internet geek musician and songwriter, and I tend to obsess over things, especially when it comes to the topics of music, video games, and the internet. Tuning into Case No Point would usually mean you're going to hear my voice along with at least one guest in most cases, possibly an interview with a musician.
But with pop music, you know, you're really trying to win over a general population with something, and it's not that easy to do.
Or perhaps a video game developer.
Hi, I am a video game developer saying something very interesting, and I am totally not Glenn filling in a gap of a promo.
Or I might just be talking with one of my funny friends.
Like, at the door, and she's like, I got you new tires for your car, and I just went... Did you walk down the alley with four tires?
Check us out every other Tuesday with new episodes of the Case No Point podcast on the Pants Pending Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
You know how to... He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the...
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at
pantspending.com.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging out through that short commercial break. As you know, like and follow all the shows on Pants Pending Studios. We've got a couple new shows coming to the network soon. The Drink and Debate podcast just joined. New episodes every Tuesday. That's hosted by yours truly. And also a couple new great shows coming. I just had a little meeting with our head honcho, Andrew Dresden, and he was telling me about all the exciting stuff. So go to Facebook, follow Pants Pending Studios and all the shows on the network. So, but we are here, joined in studio by host of another, like a real radio show.
Yeah.
Two real radio shows,
broadcast
actually.
Broadcast radio.
That's yeah. Right. Terrestrial real life radio. Neil Hallgarth. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Deez. How you doing?
Fantastic. I appreciate you taking the time. Neil's got a busy schedule, so we appreciate you coming down. Neil can be found on KYRS Radio from 1 to 2 on Fridays, hosting the show So There I Was, and also Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. hosting Turned On. Turned On is more of a music show, is that correct?
It is mostly psych rock and electronica.
Psych rock, electronica. I want to know what that means in a minute, because I don't know those words in that order. But I feel like I'm going to find out. And So There I Was is a great interview show. He's had great guests on, such as Deez Casillas, I think has been on there twice.
A couple times. Coming on next month.
Coming up again.
Yeah.
But no, a great, great show. Talks to local personalities in the area. It's an awesome show. So check it out. And check out let's talk about this psych rock electronica thing. So how much drugs do you have to be on to listen to this show? Do you have to do drugs?
There's no imperative.
No imperative. Does it help?
It's a natural high if you're not on drugs, but
like running.
It is running.
It's like running. But it's like musical running.
But you don't have to breathe.
Okay.
You can hold your breath.
Okay.
And just sit back and relax. If that puts you in the relaxing mood, because psych rock and electronica gets spacey, can get ambient sometimes, it can get out there, and you can just sit and concentrate. But if you want, like it's the weekend, it's Friday night, if you want to imbibe or do whatever you do to get yourself in a nice relaxed weekend state of mind,
get that.
I'm sure
psych rock going.
I'm sure it couldn't hurt.
What is?
I'm never. I'm always on caffeine, tea or coffee, so I wouldn't know.
Is that your type of music? Is that what you like?
Yeah,
that's what you're
into.
So you don't hate it. You're like, listen to this fucking song.
Yeah, I had to do research.
Oh, yeah. And just so you know, unlike you can say whatever you want. There's no FCC
here. I know. It's
here,
weird.
So do what you
it's
do.
It's fucking
what you,
weird,
it's fucking
man.
Weird. Oh, man. We're getting fined now.
Is there any oversight committee for podcasts?
Not at all.
Really?
No. Not even the aforementioned Andrew Dresden, the monarch of our little podcast kingdom. He does not edit, censor anything, because I am a studio inside of a studio, so their network was going and I was just brought into it, so there was no changing my show. His show, his main, the flagship show of Pants Penning Studios, the Never Ending Random Discussion, hosted by Andrew and Stephen Bateman. They have four words you can't say. And I hold the record for saying those words the most time on one episode. He censors them. But a couple snuck out. And he had to censor them, and then it just became a game. And I'm like, I just started saying them.
What are the four words?
So the four words, you can't say cunt.
Okay.
You can't say faggot or fag.
Okay.
You can't say retard.
Okay.
Aw, retard. They took retard away.
Yeah, they took.
I want
retard
that one back.
You
want it back? I want fucking retard back.
You want fucking retard back? Yeah. You can own have it. Okay, you own it. Take it. Yeah. Use it in a sentence where it should be appropriate.
I want to call people retards all the time.
Perfect. That tracks. That's allowed. And then no N bombs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And you just censored yourself.
I did.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, so it's it is. I think there's. Not to justify this, but I think there's some ability to use the word, and then there's some not ability to use the word. Depends on the context. I've always said, like, you can use any word to describe person negatively. It's the context you're using the word in, which is bad. You know, it's not the word itself which makes that holds any power. Because if in your circle of Trump-loving white supremacist friends, if your word for a person of color is a Steve, then all of a sudden it doesn't matter. You can say Steve, and that it's the same thing, right?
You know what a Steve is, though, slang-wise. You know what a Steve is?
I don't.
A Steve is a supposedly straight man looking for a gay hooker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the heck? That's I did not know that.
Well, there's some new slang for you.
This is a new Steve. Yeah. Don't be a Steve.
Don't be a Steve.
Or be a Steve.
So if you're among your racist, Trump-loving, you know, buddies.
Which I usually am.
Yeah. And you throw out the Steve word, you're probably going to get some interest.
Okay. Some foots turned sideways.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, a little
tap twice.
Yeah, a little wide stance in the stall.
And he's
oops, I dropped a penny.
Yeah. Whoops. I dropped a
is
penny.
Is that you, Steve?
Yeah. I dropped a penny and I just roofied myself. But those are the words they can't say on that show. On this show, you can say whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. I was telling Kay earlier, the only person I've only censored one thing on this show ever in the history, in the 2.5 plus almost 3 years of show, or however long the fuck I've been doing this stupid thing. And it was my former co-host, and he was drunk and he dropped an N-bomb way out of context with some vitriol. And I was just going to, I mean, the next day I'm editing the podcast. When I say edit, I'm, you know, production, not editing actually any content. And he messaged me and he's like, maybe you should edit that out. I'm like, oh, all right, if you want me to. But I was just going to let it go, because, again, I didn't say shit. I don't care. You can say whatever you want. That's on you. Doesn't matter to me what you say. You have to deal with the consequences of that, not me.
Well, I really appreciate your laissez-faire attitude about what we can and can't say.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, say what
I love free speech. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I love that you just said laissez-faire.
Say what you will. So, you know, you
tongue my shitter.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go. Perfect. your engineer would be hitting the dump button so fast right now. So tell us, because it's interesting. After doing your show a couple times, it's interesting to see radio be done now. And how long have you been doing radio?
I've been doing the interview show for 2.5 years.
All right.
And I've been doing the music show for about 8 months.
Okay.
And I just kind of stumbled into it. Me and my buddy Josh, we went in. It was his idea. He's like, we're funny. Let's do a comedy show. And I'm like, okay. And so we went in there, and the first thing we said is, we want to do a comedy show. And the first thing the dude we just met said was, you're not funny. And so he's like, but I think I might have something for you guys. Let me think about it. And
but
I'll
what
send
about
something
this
to
show where you're not funny?
Yeah, let's yeah, exactly. Do this. Yeah. And so he pitched us a non-funny show, which was the interview show.
Okay.
And then he said, since you have connections with the international community, why don't you talk to people from around the world? Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, you know, we thought about it. I'm like, you know, that's going to be weird. Two white dudes talking, finding people with an accent.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, you have an accent. Be on our show.
Yeah.
It's that I didn't like that dynamic. So we went back.
Had to get, yeah, because, I mean, you got to get more security then. You know, lock up your valuables.
Yeah.
You put security cameras in. Yeah, it's just more hassle. I get it. I understand. You know, you got to have someone to walk you out to your car.
I'm glad somebody understands.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I get the context of what you're saying. Subtext, I should say. But.
So we said, let's talk to everybody. And they said, okay. And it's been in operation ever since. Our first guest was the Pixies. And we haven't topped that yet. In 2.5 years,
okay,
we've
I don't know.
Never
I don't
I'm
know.
Unfamiliar. Also,
I don't know. I don't know gay code.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, yeah. Those Pixies. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. Who are the Pixies?
Who are the Pixies?
Really?
Yes.
Do you live in this basement? Like
I
do.
Mostly. Yeah. I'm afraid of the outside.
I do not know either.
All right, you've seen the movie Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
The theme song to that movie is "Where Is My Mind."
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard of I've heard of Fight Club.
Alternative, like
actually the book. The book Fight Club's right down there. What? So
I don't know
on.
If the song is in the book.
I don't think so. We should look. Is there an index
when
in the book?
When you first pick up the book, I'll just sing that.
Hold on. The Pixies sing the song. What song is it?
Where Is My Mind? Super famous song.
It's crazy.
I know. I couldn't believe it either.
Are they from here?
No, they're from Boston. Originally from Boston.
That's why I don't like them.
But they were one of the big alt groups from the 80s and 90s. Maybe the biggest. Like up there with Jane's Addiction, big.
Okay.
And
I've never heard of them either.
I think that's like a fairly comparable, like,
Jane's Addiction?
You know Jane's Addiction?
Just kidding. I've heard of them. I've heard of them.
Do you want to talk about comic books instead? Please?
We could.
Is that more comfortable?
I know a lot of them.
Is that more in your wheelhouse?
Okay, hold on.
So wait, how did you get the Pixies on?
We contacted their manager, and we're thinking, why not? You know, cross our fingers.
Is this the song?
Yep. And he called us.
Okay, I know this. I would have never known this was the Pixies.
We talked.
Geez, bob your head with us.
All right, I'm bobbing their head. That totally. I would never have guessed that was the guy.
No, he doesn't look like the leader of a band, does he? The lead man?
No. He looks like
a giant baby.
Yeah.
On stage, he looked like a giant. Well, no. He's hairless now. He has no hair. And he's bigger.
He's hairless. Huh. No eyebrows, nothing.
That's what it looked like. He looked like a giant baby. I love the guy. I mean, this is one of my favorite bands. I love the guy. But he looks, on stage, he looked like a giant baby.
So they called him.
Yeah.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah.
No,
they didn't call. We met them at the IMB Performing Arts Center.
Okay, so they were in town.
They were in town.
Got it.
No, they weren't a call-in. We got to meet them in person. We had a camera person with them, too, with us. And so we filmed it.
This guy looks like the spokesman for a local Kia dealership. Like, he doesn't look... He doesn't look like a band. Like, he doesn't look like he's definitely faking that guitar. He doesn't know how to play that guitar.
The outfit even doesn't belong.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
He just looks like a ninth grader in science class.
Like,
just chilling.
If he came out on stage, like, okay, where's the real guy from this band? who are you?
Man, Fight Club was a good movie, though.
That was a great movie.
Yeah. This song helped make it great, too.
Right on, man.
So
it was cool. It was very cool. I was freaked out, too, because I don't know how to, you know, I didn't know how to interview people. I still don't. But I really didn't know how to interview people. And we came up with all these crazy questions. Like, we want to be different. We want them to think we're, you know, we don't want a Rolling Stone interview. So we thought of crazy stuff like, what's your, you know, have you heard a good joke lately? That was one of the questions. And one of them told a joke. And
had they? What was the joke?
Well, I'm not a comedian.
Okay.
But
hence why you didn't get the comedy show. You know,
the guy could tell. We said, we want a comedy show. That's all we said to him. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, like, we'd never met this guy before, Michael. And the next thing I was
like, yeah, I want a show about my big black cock. That's what I want to do a show about. Like, I don't know if you're the guy for that one.
Do you want an interview show?
Do you want a show where you can talk about other things besides that? Okay.
Do you want to talk to other people about them and not you?
Yeah. What's more them?
Yeah.
So what was the joke?
The Kia pitch man gave you. And I can't even remember it fully. I believe the drummer told this joke. I can't remember it fully. Maybe you've heard this one before. It's an older one. And, you know, my classic joke library is diminished. I used to read truly tasteless joke books, mm-hmm. like, religiously. And I forget them all now. But it had to do with Superman, like the Flash, and they're raping one of the, like, raping Wonder Woman, like in a cornfield or something.
Sure.
And then there's a punchline about invisibility at the end.
Oh, because she's got an invisible jet.
Oh, that's it.
I'm going to guess that it has something to do with an invisible condom.
Maybe.
I'm just going to take a guess.
I can't reverse engineer that joke.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Now you know why I do an interview show.
There it is. So
I like that teamwork, though. You set up the premise.
And then I tell the possibility.
The punchline is invisible condo.
Right. Yeah. This is. Yeah, it's like a comedy Jeopardy. You tell me what the possible premise is, and I give the punchline. So that could be a game show that no one would watch. Can we pitch that to your program director?
Please do.
Next show? And he's like, why don't you guys do an interview show instead?
<That's right>. Please do a show about other people.
So...
Are these your cartoon versions? I don't mean to change the subject.
Are these your
cartoon likenesses?
It is. Those are. I did not draw them. But yeah, that's. I had someone do K real quick while she was here. No, that's my normal co-host, Monica, who is not here today. For the listeners, we're looking at our logo. You guys see it on everywhere. That is us, yeah. She didn't give me any facial hair. I look way better there. I look good as a young cartoon man. I should be a cartoon more often.
I think you look better with facial hair.
Yeah.
You look good. Your haircut looks real fresh, too.
Oh, thanks. It's I don't know. I washed it today. I don't know. I did my weekly hair washing.
Who cut your hair? Plug your stylist.
Chrissy Noble at Great Clips on the north side. She's been cutting my hair for like a million years, as long as I've lived here. She's great. I love Chrissy. But that's just where she works now, so I go see her. And yeah, don't go see her, because then she's gonna get too big, and then I'm not gonna get to see her, and I'm gonna cut my hair.
She'll keep you. She's gonna keep her original clients.
That's right.
Yeah. This is her VIP.
This is what she does.
She does good work.
Thanks.
Well, if you ever want to go back, you can show her this picture of you as a younger cartoon.
Right. Yeah, I know. So actually, this was done. The girl who does all the cartoon logos for Pants Pending. She lives in Seattle, and I had never met her in person when she did this. I guess she looked at some random Facebook thing and decided this is what he's gonna look like.
He's gonna look like
Pee Wee Herman's pedophile nephew.
Totally.
His nephew that molests him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. In Cherry, so old Cowboy Bob watches. Am I the only one here? No. All right. The only one who remembers that show, I guess. You Kay? Nothing. You didn't watch Pee Wee Herman? No.
It was a little before my time.
Yeah, thanks for calling me old.
I remember it.
You remember?
Yeah.
Neil, how old are you, if I can ask?
I am 43.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, I got you beat.
But
we're reversed. We're like dyslexic ages.
Right. It's, what do they call it? It's, when numbers are the same forward and backwards. They call that
a palindrome.
A palindrome.
No, that's when there's a, that's when words are forward and backwards, right?
I think it's the same.
We're gonna.
I thought there was a different one for numbers.
Oh,
math
maybe.
Palindrome.
A math palindrome.
Google yeah. it.
What's
Google
an anagram? It. Do you know what an anagram is?
An anagram is where you...
That's when you get your initials put on a towel.
you don't have to. I'm past it now. We're past it now. I'm really into this thing.
Oh,
did your grandma make that for you?
Yeah, that's my nice. Subversive cross stitch.
Mm-hmm. It's a cross stitch. This says, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Actually, this was made... for me by a girl named Sarah who runs a festival in Sandpoint, Idaho that I performed at, and she made that for me because she really liked me. Her and her husband are really good people, and she was happy we were there, and yeah, it's a great, she was telling me about it, I'm like, that's amazing, I need something like that. She was gonna make me one too that says like, don't do coke in the bathroom or something like that, and so I can put it in my bathroom.
Don't steal toilet paper.
Yeah, something like that. There's this whole thing of like subversive cross stitch out there. It's like a thing.
It's funny.
I like it. I'm.
Have you seen? Have you guys seen the inappropriate Christmas sweaters, like with deer's humping and inappropriate words?
And it, like what? Like fuck.
Yeah.
Like what? What else?
Well, I saw one recently, and it was three deers, and they were all mounting each other.
Ooh.
And you don't really notice it at first, you know, because it's kind of something you just glance over. But then once you realize it's a fucking deer orgy, you're like, whoa, who usually, are you? I want to be friends with you.
You usually got to pay extra for that. I've got some Christmas socks with two gingerbread men that say bite me on them.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Cute, yeah. That's how I get the ladies.
Are you guys going to any Christmas parties?
No.
No.
I'm Jehovah's Witness, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's this is awkward.
Like
now.
Still? I've never met like
she's called us
no,
all.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
I've
not
been
really.
I'm not Jehovah's Witness. I have not been invited to any Christmas parties. Yet.
I haven't been
listeners.
Either.
You don't have any yeah. staff parties?
There'll be a staff party, all right. I don't know what that means. Actually I am going to it. You know, now that I think about it, I am going to a Christmas party. It's very the whole Magic Lantern has been rented out
and it's
ours. It's ours. We're gonna take it over.
Are you gonna play a movie?
Yeah, a couple movies. Yeah.
Ah, what movies?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
And then the other one, I have no idea what it is.
Gremlins. Gremlins is the best
what?
Christmas movie ever.
What about Home Alone?
Gremlins is better.
Home Alone's my number one. Gremlins is
Die Hard.
That's a good one too. Go. Let's go around the table. Favorite Christmas movie? You say
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard. Did you say Die Hard? Traz.
Yeah, it's Home Alone for me too.
Home Alone. Okay, I gotta go. Gremlins.
Gremlins is
a
good.
Great.
Gremlins.
It's good until that super depressing scene that hits the brakes in the middle of the movie when Phoebe Cates wants to talk about how her dad died in the
chimney.
Okay, can I please say that I don't necessarily think Gremlins should be categorized as a Christmas movie.
Why?
Because there's so much of the plot that doesn't even have anything to do with Christmas. That just happens to be part of the setting.
Hmm.
I think.
Well, you could say the same about
Home Alone. But at the end, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
Hold on.
It's still the best Christmas movie, though.
We're gonna. Yeah, so, but like... Unless you're watching like a Christmas story,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you don't want so Christmas shoved down your throat.
But I mean, even like Elf. Elf is a modern day. It's a Christmas comedy. It's a it's about elves and Santa and.
So this is where Gremlins comes to a screeching halt.
The worst thing that ever happened to me was on Christmas.
It's a fun movie. Everything's going gangbusters.
It was Christmas Eve. I was 9 years old. Me and Mom were decorating the tree, waiting for Dad to come home from work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go on.
A couple hours went by.
Don't worry, there's no gremlins running around trying to kill us. He's like, bitch, do something. I'm trying to save the city.
Christmas Day came and went.
This is integral to the plot.
Nothing. So the police began a search. 4 or 5 days went by. Neither one of us could eat or sleep. Everything was falling apart. It was snowing outside.
It's pre-CGI.
That's right.
So I went to try to
Did Jim Henson?
I like the practical.
It looks like
I like practical effects, though.
Yeah, me too.
What's another Jim Henson puppet movie?
Fireman
Cage. Labyrinth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw Labyrinth
Black
for
Crystal.
The first time, and I was blown away. That's so cool. That's such a cool way of doing that.
What'd you think about that, about Labyrinth? It's a great movie, right?
Right.
It's a
great movie. I saw it at the Garland after David Bowie.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
He
was dressed
in a Santa Claus Here's when she suit. Tells him he was in the he was in the chimney, dead in the chimney.
His arms loaded with presents. He was going to surprise us.
He's like, oh, so I'm not getting laid tonight?
I think just the opposite.
Is she talking about her dad dying?
Like, yeah. Have you not seen this movie? You've never seen Gremlins?
There was no Santa Claus.
Her dad died, and that's the punchline to her story.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out there was no Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So Phoebe Cates acted the fuck out of that, though.
That's right.
That was good.
You know, it's nothing like her coming out of a pool topless, though.
Oh, that's the same chick from Fast Times.
Part of that movie, part of Fast Times, takes place during Christmas because I think it's the whole year.
Well, does it? Oh,
yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah. In the mall, there's a holiday. Yeah,
then
so.
That, I changed my answer. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
There you go. Christmas. What's anyone have any good Christmas party stories? What's the best Christmas you've ever had? Christmas party, Christmas.
Christmas.
One time.
All right. Go on.
It was my friend Melanie's Christmas party. She had some job or something like that. And it was at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. And pretty much we just all got really, really fucked up is where the story goes. And like wacky things happened, like including my friend Melanie had this boyfriend that she didn't really want to be her boyfriend anymore. And like he showed up. It was all awkward. He got like drunk as fuck and like started causing all these problems and like started like banging on the door to come in and party, and she's like, no, I don't want to be here. And like he like pretty much found out the relationship was over, so he freaked out and like punched a hole in the wall, and security had to come get him. And then my friend Johnny G got all fucked up. John Garcia graduate. he got all fucked
shout
up
shout out to John Garcia.
Johnny G.
And he was just like walking around the hotel like leaning with his cup, and he was like chewing tobacco. And he kept spitting in the fake plastic plants that were there. And we're like, dude, what are you doing? These aren't real. He's like, no, it's cool, man. Like it just like it goes into the soil when they water them. We're like, no, these are fake fucking plastic plants. And then I got really, really drunk, but I stayed up really late after everybody went to bed, and I was like trying to find an after party. So I heard this music down the hall, and I was like, all right, sweet, these people know what's up. I kind of like went down there, creeped down there, and like was like listening at the door. And I was like, all right, well, like, should I knock on the door? What's up? And then I kind of like opened the door, and I tested it, and I opened it up. I was like, oh my gosh. And I peeked
so
in.
So you're breaking into people's hotel rooms.
I was drunk, dude. Hell yeah, I was. And anyways, it ended up not being somebody's crazy party like I expected. It was like the janitorial supply closet. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. This guy's just like listening to the radio. But they had all their towel or all their robes and stuff were like hiding out there. So I'm like, holy shit, this is a jackpot. Like, I could
get all these
the
robes.
Robes.
I'm gonna give all my friends robes for Christmas.
I literally did.
How would you like a robe from the Hilton?
Right. Yeah. Just like,
yes, please.
Yeah. Yes.
They're really luxurious and cozy. So
they're nice. Yeah.
Either you guys.
Oh, too bad you couldn't have snagged a comforter too.
Yeah.
I always wonder because some of the comforters they have at those nicer hotels are really plush. And I'm like, how much would they charge me if I just took this?
A lot.
Like how much? I got a cleaning fee recently for smoking weed in a hotel room.
How much was the cleaning fee?
$200.
Ooh. What?
I was upset, though, because I didn't leave any mess. Like, I didn't, like, not only did I not leave any weed mess, I didn't leave any mess, period. Like, all my garbage was, I even stripped the bed for the lady.
Yeah.
And so the only evidence of any marijuana would have been the smell. And I don't really think that's fair. $200 because I smoked, you know.
You did some of her work for her.
I did, yeah. And I always—that's something my mom always did. She always stripped the bed. You know, you don't leave the place trash.
Were you there for one night?
One night. Mm-hmm.
You know what you do if you're really worried is you leave a little tip, mm-hmm. like leave like $5-$10 on the dresser, because mm-hmm. Just that's enough mm-hmm. to be like, all right, well, this they're like, all right, this person's cool. Like, I'm not gonna tell.
Right.
Because they don't get anything out of it if you know, that it's not like they get like a finder's fee on the cleaning fee. Mm-hmm. So you tip them a couple bucks, they're all in. Anytime you stay anywhere for more than one night, like I always, first night, I like drop $10 on that dresser, and
But that's for something else.
Yeah.
That's for services rendered.
That's right. Service rendered. Just one hand job. No questions asked. I'll turn the lights off. I don't want to know.
You know, this far, we're in, 2016, almost 2017?
Yes.
I think hotel cleaning technology, I bet you they have a spray that can cover up just about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because people bring their pets sometimes. People do all sorts of weird stuff. They might, you know, take a dump in the waste paper basket.
Right.
You know, who knows? There's got to be some industrial spray.
Yeah. I bet hotel maids have some stories.
Right.
Yeah. That. So what you should do if you want one of those comforters is just write a little handwritten note. Like, this is – the comforter was covered with cum stains.
Right.
If you CSI'd it, you'd see it totally. So
I just got rid of it for you.
Yeah, I did you a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go burn it.
That's brilliant. Yeah, honestly, it is. That's a good
comforter. 100% works. I don't see why it wouldn't work.
On nice letterhead, fancy stationery.
Sure.
So you look classy.
That's right. Type it up. Have it notarized.
Yeah.
See, makes sense. I think you'd be good to go. I took your cum stain covered comforter. To whom it may concern. Dear good sirs, I have removed your comforter. Pardon me while I adjust my monocle. I will be rendering it useless. No more be a nuisance. Yeah, that I feel like that letter would go well.
Yeah.
Sure. Makes sense. You should try that next
time. I really want to now.
It's worth the $60 at a
just
Holiday
because.
Inn.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You can't buy those comforters in stores either. I mean, those hotel-grade comforters and the robes, you can't get those in stores. I don't know where they get them. I don't know who their suppliers are.
That's right. So they're
you have access to really nice. There's some nice comforters out there. Macy's, they got the whole hotel collection.
Sure.
You can test them out in the store. They got some good ones.
Already been used by hookers.
Yeah.
These are hotel ones.
That's the key, is you just can't really get that kind of quality used by
you know
hooker.
My thing is, like, I maybe it's my growing up poor. Like, I like bad comforters. Like, I like the Dacron fill cheap comforters. Like, girls always like, they want like a down fill. Like,
I love my down comforter.
It's because you girls are fucking lazy. You just want to wrap up in your comforter.
No, you know
what
I do in the summertime?
What?
Is I gather up my down comforter and I make it like a pillow for my whole upper body. And then I just put a sheet over me with the window open, breeze. Oh, it's great. It's great. It's the best thing ever.
Just
see that breeze. I think that's maybe why you like the poor people comforters. Is because,
maybe.
They breathe. You know, once you start getting into that luxury, man, it's like putting a tarp over you. Like,
you know, my thing, like, you can't like wrap up in
it
either.
I'll give you that one.
It just feels like, I don't know, like I'm wearing a lead blanket. Like I'm at the dentist. Like I want something comfy I can wrap up in. And
I want something I can wrap around myself and kind of shimmy to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
you know, and
right.
Then bring it back to bed with me. And
yeah, like a cape. That makes sense.
Captain Comforter.
Right.
Yeah. So what does your bedding look like?
It's a weird mix of blankets I've acquired over the years. I had a really nice comforter, and it came from China, and that's because I dated a woman from China, and she went back to China.
Did she come with a comforter?
She came with a comforter, but she didn't leave with the comforter. She bequeathed everything to me, and she brought nothing back with her. So I got this bomb comforter that you could unzip the cover and wash it, so you could always keep your comforter clean. It was really hard to get the stuffing back in, but man, so it was great. It was wonderful. And then I got another girlfriend. And
did she bring a comforter? You just I require one thing with this relationship.
I'm in this for one thing.
Must have comforter.
The end and the comforter. We were together for a few months, and then the subject of what was my ex-girlfriend's possessions were still in my possession.
Mm-hmm.
This became a topic of conversation one day. And oh, you know this conversation. You've had this one before. So the comforter came up. And
oh, why?
Yeah, I know. And we kind of both got a sad look in our eyes. Like she was like, "Yeah, get rid of it." But
why'd
really,
you tell
the comforter.
Her?
I didn't tell her. It just came up, and then you know things. Escalate.
Why didn't you see the stapler? Yeah. The stapler's hers. I'll throw it out, sweetie.
Yeah.
She means nothing to me.
Yeah.
She was like, what?
Yeah.
She's like,
I've been sleeping under this
four weeks.
Yeah. Oof.
And so the comforter went. I threw it away.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, there had to be visual evidence. I'm purging everything.
Sure.
I actually, and it was kind of a fight. Halfway through the fight, I thought of that. Like, oh, I should stop telling her what was my ex-girlfriend. So not everything went.
Oh, but I don't have to be honest.
Wait a minute. I don't
this
have to
a
reveal.
This is a relationship. Yeah, we don't need honesty.
I don't have to reveal
Did you
anything.
Keep the George Foreman?
I came into the relationship with the George Foreman.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that was mine.
Okay.
So it still is.
Good.
And but the comforter went. And I you know, I miss it ever since. So you asked me about my current bedding.
Yeah.
Which,
well, Kay did, but yeah.
Okay, you asked me about my... Oh, thank you. So I have a big, like, brown blanket. It looks like, you know, it's big and brown and fuzzy.
It's like a blanket.
Like a blanket. And then I have a Seahawks blanket,
ooh,
of course, because I'm a 43-year-old man. And then I have a blanket with bears sleeping on clouds with chicks. And
were chicks chicks like hot girls?
No, chicks like baby chickens.
Okay.
And little teddy bears sleeping on clouds with chicks, and there's stars and there's moons, because I'm a 43-year-old man.
Apparently, yeah. You should tell people that a girl brought that comforter into your life. You should be like, this is one she brought in.
I didn't want to tell the story of every blanket.
Okay. Every blanket.
Every blanket has a story. And then I have a cheap-ass comforter.
Yeah.
You know. I didn't know the chemical they pack in there.
Yes,
Dacron?
Dacron.
Dacron,
yeah.
I didn't
it's
know
just
that.
A cheap Dacron.
And
stuff.
That's my cape. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I just went and bought a new comforter set at Big Lots. It was like $30 for my king-size comforter set. And I'm like, they had some for like $50. I'm like, it's a little rich for my blood. I'm not going to spend every night in that thing. I can't be blowing $59.95 on some comforter and fitted sheet, you know? So $29.99.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not.
Maybe if you had better bedding, you might.
Whoa.
I don't bring them to my house. Should I put the bedding in the back seat of my car? I light some candles back there and turn on my iPod, some Teddy Pendergrass. Turn off the lights and light a candle. No, no one. Am I the only one?
You're the only one.
No one else has heard that song?
Teddy Pendergrass?
Yeah.
You didn't know who the Pixies were, so I think we're even now. That's a point for you.
Okay.
I've heard of Teddy Pendergrass. I don't listen to him. I don't know. Kay, can I ask your expert opinion? Would Teddy Pendergrass, would that be the song you'd want to hear when you saw Deese's blankets?
Well, can we take like a 2-minute break?
Sure.
I'm just curious.
You
want to
see my blankets?
Yeah.
All right, you guys have to stay downstairs.
No, we're all going. We're all going.
All right, you guys can watch. So this is Teddy Pendergrass, and the man, the myth, the legend. Teddy Pendergrass was he was with the Blue Notes, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes back in the day. Turn off the lights. Light a candle. He actually... so good. Let's take a shower. Come on. Shower together. I wash your body. You wash mine. Rub me down. Hot oil, baby. This is the sexiest fucking song. You sing. Just turn off the lights. See, you can say whatever you want to a woman, but as long as you follow it off with, and light a candle. It's perfectly fine. You're like, I will prolapse your anus, baby, and light a candle. Like, you could just, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right.
You follow it up.
I agree. Completely.
It just is completely, it's fine. Yeah. Teddy Pendergrass actually got in a car accident.
Oh, no.
And was paralyzed. He was paraplegic from the waist down because he got in a car accident while he was getting a blowjob from a transvestite hooker.
Is that true?
That is not true.
That is a 100%.
That's a rumor.
That is a 100% true
story.
That is a
rumor. Things like that do not happen for real.
That is a 100% true story.
No.
And he used to still do shows afterwards in his wheelchair. And he would like roll around stage and like spin around in his wheelchair singing his songs. I swear. Turn him off! Yeah. So. don't act like you wouldn't like you.
I'm playing it on my show this
like
Friday.
Some,
yeah.
I have Lady Wood.
Don't act like you're ovulating right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
right from this song. I'm ovulating. I don't even have
your nipples look pretty hard.
Yeah, they are. I don't even have ovulators or whatever ovulates. I don't even know that. I'm not good at biology.
Ovaries.
Get it, baby.
I finished.
Did you? He's done. He's smoking a cigarette right now. Neil's just tapping a cigarette. Oh boy. Yeah. Would you mind? Come on, that's a sexy song.
Yeah.
What? Okay, does Dave seems wildly unimpressed.
No, I'm.
Okay, like, what do? You fuck to like Marilyn Manson? What happened?
Like, I don't like to have sex to music.
Why not?
It's just not my thing.
Why not?
No particular reason.
Can I ask a personal question? Have you tried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up, fucking Kenny Chesney.
Well, that's probably your,
I grew up in Spokane.
That's your first problem.
No, I just I don't know. I can make my own beat, you know? I got my own rhythm.
Wow. Okay, that says a lot about your
sex
life.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get down to, like, Genuine Pony a few times a year. Valentine's Day especially, but, you know.
I like how you haven't planned. It's, like, on the, like, I imagine you with, like, an advent calendar of, like, a countdown to to Valentine's Day for the Genuine.
We start with Pin the Tail on the Donkey. and then I hit play.
Wow. Bow, that sounds like an evening.
Bow, bow. I don't think that's a tune, but
I don't I think
it's close.
It's pretty close. So
I'm just a bachelor.
It's still going, the song is still
going. Yeah, Teddy's still going. Okay. It's a mashup.
Light
now.
A candle. Oh yeah, we should make a mashup. That'd be good.
That's a good idea. Mashup of what?
Which Pony and Light a candle.
I'll do that. I'm going to do that and I'll send it to you. Then you can count down to it. Next Valentine. It's coming up. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Right around the corner.
I'll get it to you before then.
Thank you.
So, and then, all right. So, who else wants to talk about
their... Are you single?
I am single.
Nice. Valentine's
Day.
Ladies.
Yeah.
I'm single. I'm on a teacher's salary. I have a volunteer rate. I have two volunteer radio shows. I have blankets from past relationships.
Well, with teddy bears. Yeah.
I know somebody's checking off those boxes right now. Yeah. And I guess what song would I make love to? I didn't mean to ask incredulously because I don't like to make love to music either. Because you got to match the rhythm then. You know?
Yeah.
It's a challenge though.
You can't have sex off rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, that just...
It's weird.
It's weird, yeah. Everybody knows it. Everybody in the room knows it.
Yeah. Everybody watching. Yeah. Everyone's judging, you know? Like, his balls are way off rhythm.
That's right. Oh, no, wait a minute. They're back on. No, they're off again. Yeah, okay.
This guy can't... We need a metronome for his cock. So...
Do you like having sex to music?
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah. I just like having sex.
What's
I
your
guess.
Flavor? what's your playlist?
My playlist? Well, I may have a playlist in my computer here.
No shit. You have your sex playlist readily available to us?
Fuck yeah.
Let me see.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. This song...
what's the title of the playlist? Copulation.
D-Spot Roofies. it's called... The look on Kay's face is...
show me on the screen.
Hold on. So this is a song that...
hold on while I delete the really nerdy one.
No. There's no... I have no shame in my game. This is my number one song.
You do not fuck to this.
No,
I... You might have sex to this ironically.
No, I just beat off to this.
No, you don't.
Yeah, the...
this is your spank jam.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on.
They don't make music like this anymore. It's all about bitches.
There's a reason for that.
You see that, man? Those maybe. Chains? I feel so
unsure. That is Jay Bieber.
As I take your hand and lead you to... See? Play with
so
that 80s
weird.
Hair. Something in your eyes. I'm never gonna dance again. This is a good, great song to
beat off to.
I
want to say that like a good 2/3 of the podcasts I've recorded on iPad.
It's a great song.
I like this. I do like this song.
Okay, if you had to make love to one song,
Pony.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What about you, Neil?
White Snakes, Here I Go Again.
Wow. I feel like this song, the beat's too hard to fuck to this song. You need something.
You need to put a dip in it.
Yeah. Yeah, a little.
Yeah,
you do. Kay's getting down. She's ready to fuck. She's like, show me those cheap sheets. What's up?
No, I'm really into betting.
Really into betting.
I'm very particular about betting.
All right. The Traz, what's your song?
I don't really have a song, just more of an attitude or a mood.
What's your attitude or your mood?
I listen to a lot of EDM music, especially like Melbourne Bounce.
Yeah, how
really
aggressively do
so
you
have
sex?
So you fuck
type
on Molly a lot.
Type in Melbourne Bounce.
So this is Neil. I would cry too much. I didn't want to cry during sex.
I don't know where I'm going, but I should know where I've been. That's where I stopped.
This
That's
is
all
more
the
of a masturbation song.
This is one of my spank jams.
It's a song
for
about
sure.
Being solo.
That's true.
It is. Here I go again on my own.
Yeah.
Well, I said I'm single.
Here I go again on my own.
You asked me what song I like to have sex to.
And you only have sex with yourself?
Well, I'm single.
Stunning.
That doesn't mean you don't have sex. I don't know your life.
Is masturbation not sex?
Mm.
No.
No,
man, it is. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally sex.
This is a spank jest.
Did the heat kick on in here?
Starting to get a cramp.
We're all just getting hot.
You're getting hot talk, all this masturbation talk.
Wow.
That's pretty hot.
I'm just hungry.
Actually,
you want some Chex Mix?
Actually, this is a great sex song, too, because even when I have a partner in the room, I'm pretty much on my own still.
She's just a spectator.
No.
Here we go again on my own.
I'm just doing my own thing.
I feel like Kay's like shooting cum bullets over there with her. She's gesticulating with like... Oh, wow. All right. Well, this show has reached a new low. That's not true. We've got way lower than this before. All right. Neil, what time? You got a hard out? You got to get out of here? Or do you got
a hard out?
Yeah. Do you got time to play the game with us?
Yeah, I want to play the game.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to... We'll We are going to play the game. I still don't have a... I don't remember what we called it before, but we are going to play the Craigslist Price is Right game, basically, where I find random shit that people are selling on Craigslist, and you guys get to guess what they're selling it for. So we're just going to go... We're not going to do any overbidding. You're out. Just closest to the price, actual price, wins that round, and whoever wins gets to... I'll buy you nice bedding or something. I don't know.
You know you won't.
That's true. I'll send you home with some of my Chex Mix.
Yeah. So, which I'm cool with that. Yeah. I'm very cool with that. Did we tell everyone? Did we tell our listeners about your
Chex Mix? Oh, I made some Chex Mix. It's delicious. Kay, why don't you tell everyone about it?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You could describe it in one word besides good.
Pony.
Perfect. She's saying that it's like sex.
Yeah.
So it's pretty delicious. First up, because I watched this movie the other night and it is a steaming pile of shit, someone is selling Independence Day Resurgence on Blu-ray DVD. This movie sucks. Did you guys see this movie?
Some of it.
No.
It was terrible. Like, I didn't even know, like, I halfway through
the sequel to Independence Day?
Yes. Oh. Halfway through the movie, I was like, who, I still wasn't even sure what was happening.
No, yeah, me neither. Yeah, I couldn't stay with it.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it, there's aliens.
Do you agree it was not good?
It was terrible.
It sucked.
Yeah. That sucks, because Independence Day was great.
Yeah, Independence Day is still good. Watch Independence Day twice.
Watch this. It's terrible. Like, I didn't understand who these people were, or what they were doing, or why I should care.
It's kind of a surprise sequel. Like, a lot of people don't know about it. Yeah. Flew under the radar.
It was really bad, So, this is a Blu-ray hard copy of Independence Day Resurgence.
Real quick, can you remind me the rules about going over?
You can... It doesn't matter if you go over, just closest to...
I say 501.
501, okay. Neil?
I'm going to go 10-11.
10-11.
$4.
They are selling this for $12. Neil gets the point. Do these people not realize that this is essentially free? Like, Hastings just went out of business. You could get this for a nickel last week.
You could go dumpster diving at Hastings and get yourself 10 copies.
18 copies of this fucking thing.
Huh.
Damn, dude. I hope they sell it.
They sell it.
Good
Next
luck,
up,
seller.
We have an antique 1940s Harker canister cookie jar.
May we see a photo?
Yeah, what's a Harker canister?
It's, let's see.
I'm not up on my antiques right now.
I'll have to hide this.
I did talk to the Antiques Roadshow, though.
Did you?
That was a fun one.
It is Take a Walk Back in Time, nicer antique 1940. You can't really get a good picture of it, but. It
looks kind of like a Starbucks. Cup.
It's just like an old school cookie
Ten
jar.
$10.
Old school cookie jar, excellent condition, maker, manufacturer, Harker. Case says $10. Neil?
$418.
$418.
$45.
Traz is closest at $35.
You know, I mean, it could be worth something, but that's not the market for it. You don't
on
sell
Craigslist?
Antiques on Craigslist.
Yeah, it seems like a bad place to go for like take it to some, you know, unless you're trying to get a hand job. Like, I'll trade you that vase for a hand job. I need to get more vases. Yeah. It's not even your birthday, grandma. This is a hardbound, not paperback, of John Grisham's book The Street Lawyer. The seller would like you to note that the book and all pages are in excellent condition. So there's no.
Okay, so this person is clearly not well.
It wasn't their bathroom book.
Right.
Yeah.
The dust cover is in great shape. Slight wear on upper and bottom side spine, thinning out my library so he can buy more books. Serious inquiries only. Doesn't want to be bothered with anyone who's just. So, no riffraff. We must be serious. You must seriously want to buy this book. Don't call me to ask if I have the Pelican Brief. You know, I don't want to know. You know, you don't ask me if I have the paperback edition or if you can get the footnotes. serious inquiries only for this book.
$10.
No, that's a bibliophile's dream. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go up again. I was wrong on the cookie jar. I got excited when I heard it was a Harker.
Sure, yeah, that's
antique.
Yeah. That's.
So John Grisham's The Street Lawyer?
The Street Lawyer.
Okay. I didn't know there were street lawyers.
There are street lawyers. Serious inquiries only, people.
I'm going to go a little high on this one because I don't think you can get that in hardback anymore, and I don't think they're going to reprint it anytime soon.
Okay.
So let's say 35. 35 bones.
Neil says 35. Kay, you said 10?
Yep.
Trass.
I feel like don't books have the price on the back, so you can't really you can't really go any higher.
The
than
ISBN number.
I feel like when it originally came out, it was maybe a $24 book hardback.
Okay.
So I want to guess that they're going to sell it at a discount, $15.
$15. Actual Craigslist price, $2. Oh. $2. Kay gets a point on that one.
Serious inquiries only.
These $2. You know what?
Let's call him, please.
Just.
Please.
Can we call him and ask him about other books?
Can we please?
Ask him if they deliver.
I got the $2, okay. But I'm looking for another book.
Did you leave his phone number?
Would you accept $1.85?
Yeah, we got that $2.
I've got a check. I have to go to a Safeway, get a money order. For those cost 50 cents, though.
Didn't that person say they're looking to expand their current library? Maybe you could trade them a book.
Ooh, that's right. What do we got over there?
Fight Club.
Kay, do you want to call him?
Is there a phone number?
Yeah.
There is not a phone
number. There's a phone number. His name is Josh.
Oh, my God. Josh. He's a younger guy. This is weird.
How do you know Josh is a younger
guy? It's not. You don't meet 60-year-old men named Josh. It just doesn't happen.
That's true.
I don't really meet guys that read books.
Just, you know.
If you plug this into your phone, we can all hear him.
You don't meet 60-year-old women named Ashley, you know.
I might have to edit this part out. Is this illegal?
No way.
You can ask him if he's willing to be...
Not before, not ahead of time.
We have Josh. We're calling you with a serious inquiry.
We're gonna text you a release form.
Ask him if he'll deliver it, please.
Ask him if he. You know what? I like the guy who's willing to take the time to post an ad on Craigslist
for $2.
Filter through the emails and meet someone for $2.
Yeah, I got to know about this cat.
Right, I want to talk to Josh.
Oh my God, I want to go on a date with Josh. Can we set up a date?
We sure can.
Yeah.
Can I just ask him when we're going out for dinner?
Ask him, why don't we...
That doesn't sound like a serious inquiry, if I'm being right.
Bring the book.
Yeah, meet at a used bookstore. Okay. Tell him you're a librarian. He'll just come his pants right there and there.
Hand it over. What's the number? Wait, okay, are we fucking with him, or are we asking about the book? Is this straight to business?
Ask him about the book.
Okay.
It's 509.
Okay.
Don't put his number on the radio.
Oh. We're going to call Josh and ask about the is it gone?
Are we too late?
Sorry, I just took my phone off of airplane mode, so all my... Oh, my
people. Yeah, we've been doing this podcast in my NetJet.
Jeez.
Okay, he's going to call Josh with a serious thing.
Do you have any dialing music?
Yeah, probably. It's just the phone.
This is too crazy.
I don't hear it ringing.
It's ringing. It's in your headphones.
Oh, rats.
Rats. Jeez, how old are you? Rats. Tell him you're calling from Seattle and you want your... You saw his...
Oh. I'm leaving one.
I'll edit out his number in post. You gotta talk into the phone, though.
Hi, Josh. My name is Kay Harris. I am actually from Seattle, but I saw your ad on Craigslist about your hardback copy. Your hardback copy of The Street Lawyer. And I know you said Serious Inquiries Only. I'm very interested. I'm very interested in this. This is like my dad's favorite book, and we lost it in a fire once. So like, I'll even give you like $250 for it if you want. You know, and I'll pay the shipping costs and all that too. But anyways, Josh, if you could please call me back. My number is 206-637-8625. And again, my name is Kay. Thank you so much. I hope to hear from you soon.
Oh, Josh, we hope to hear from you.
I like the backstory.
That's right. Yeah. We lost a bit of fire. I'll pay more. Okay. So it's all knotted up. Everyone's got 1 point so far.
Ooh, exciting.
Next up, the headline reads, tons of 3D Blu-ray movies. 110 3D Blu-ray movies. I'm selling my dad's movies for him. He has collected tons of 3D movies for a while and decided it's time to part with them. He would like to sell all of them. None of them are scratched. All work perfect. Willing to negotiate for smaller bundles of the movies. They come with DVD and normal Blu-ray also. Text if you have questions. So, he says he has 110 3D Blu-ray movies.
This is fuck, dude. He stole his Blu-ray movies from his dad. He's buying drugs.
They're all 3D.
Yeah, his dad's.
I don't understand. Do they make 3D Blu-ray movies?
They certainly do. I have a 3D Blu-ray player.
Wow.
I could use these.
I know. Okay. Well, I can. I'll give you the guy's number to text him.
And does it come with the glasses?
You need a special TV that supports
the glasses.
Oh, that's
right. They have those. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, what is he asking for these 110 3D Blu-ray movies?
Well, they're a little more.
$200.
$350.
I'm gonna go low. I think he's gonna buy some something off The Street Lawyer after making this sale. So I'm gonna lowball everybody and go $80.
$80K. You said $200.
$200.
Traz, you said
$250.
This gentleman, Uncle Moneybags from Boardwalk Park Place, is asking for $1,650.
Shut the fuck up.
For all 110 movies. He is willing to throw in a copy of The Street Lawyer, though. The pages are not in excellent condition, he'd like to note.
But that he didn't ask for Serious Inquiries.
That's right, not just Serious. So anyone could call willy-nilly on those. That's just free. Okay. So this is...
Dude, is that a good deal? You got a Blu-ray movie.
That is not a good deal.
That's like $10 a movie,
that's
right?
That's a ripoff is what that is.
How much are 3D Blu-ray movies?
You know, new, they're a little more pricey, like $30.
All right. That's a good deal, man.
But these are even though they're not scratched, they're out of their shrink wrap, you know?
They're no longer collector's items.
They're no longer collector's items. That's right.
All right. Next up.
And who watches 3D movies? I have a 3D.
Wait, sorry. It was $1,065.
I have the technology and
I don't use it.
It's too much.
Right? It is too much.
I know. Who on Craigslist has 1,000? If you're on Craigslist, you've never seen a comma in your bank account.
Right.
If you're on Craigslist, there's no way you've ever seen a comma in your bank account.
Yeah. You can just invest that much. that's ridiculous.
All right. Next up.
People.
New golf balls. I would like to note that these are displayed in a plastic Ziploc bag. So when he says new, he may be using that term loosely. New to you. You know, they're new to you.
I bet he bought them in a pack and he's selling them
he's
two
selling
by two.
Parts of them. Mm-hmm. So new box of golf balls plus bag of used ones. About 20. He can't be bothered to count them all. It's approximately 20. I can't be I'm busy creating. I am a Craigslist conglomerate. I'm busy creating an empire on Craigslist.
I ain't got time to count balls.
I can't be just counting golf balls. I have assistants for that type of thing. Oh. He would like to sell all of them.
Oh.
And he's firm on the price. What is that price?
And it's about 20?
It's about 20.
It's about a 20 count.
It's $20.
It's approximately 20.
And it's a new used grab
one,
bag.
One, two, three, four,
we'll
five,
have to give
six.
An approximate number. Then.
About 20, he says.
Okay. I the price.
I couldn't possibly count all these golf balls.
The price is non-negotiable.
It's firm. He's
okay,
very
it's
firm.
Firm. So he's serious. This guy's serious.
He's serious.
He's ready to do some business
that's
with with the pro golfer. It's winter. Did he take that into consideration?
That's true. So maybe he's discounting them.
He's liquidating his balls.
Right.
So I would. I'm gonna go. I bet you he's giving it away for a song and a dance. I'm going to go $7.50.
$7.50.
$20.
Kay says $20.
$40.
$60.
$40 to $60, depending on how many golf balls.
All approximately $20 for $15. Kay wins that round. Oh, way to go, Kay. Kay ties it up with Traz. Neil, you got to catch up here, buddy.
I'm lagging behind, yeah.
All right. We'll go to this one.
What?
This is a mink azurine jacket.
What size?
What's an azurine?
I don't know. It's like a mink jacket, like a real... I assume azurine is the maker. But it's like a new... It says, like new. Christmas is coming. This jacket is the perfect gift for your loved ones. Azurine is a blonde... Oh, it's a blonde color with darker guard hairs.
Blonde mink.
Yeah, there you go. It is waist length with raglan sleeves. The jacket is a medium size in excellent condition. It can be yours for just... How much? This is a nice mink jacket.
$300.
$1,250.
My superhero name is the Blonde Mink.
Wow.
And so I could use this. I could really use this item.
So you are the Azurine.
I'm Azurine. I go by the Blonde Mink, though.
That's yeah.
BM. Spray paint that. I've been doing... So can I hear the prices again, the bids or the guesses?
$300.
$1,250.
Let's go 500.
Actual Craigslist price? $795. I think you got you're closer.
Trez, what'd you guess?
He said 1200. Right. So you and Neil
we're all
gets
knotted
that.
Up again.
All knotted up. We'll do one more. This is for all the marbles.
The Chex Mix.
All the Chex Mix.
This is for all the Chex Mix.
Wait, right. Hold on. What?
This is one left. You're all tied up. So this is okay. The last one. This is a, the title reads, Swords and Blowgun. For sale are a small collection of swords and a dope blowgun.
Blowgun, oh my god.
There's a model, I love this, okay, I'm going to read this as it's written.
Okay.
There is a model of... Excalibur, a hook sword, and a practice sword. Oh, yeah. And that Banff blowgun. Make an offer on all or part of this collection. Thanks for looking. What does this fine gentleman, I assume a ninja,
$100,
wants for this collection of swords and dope blowgun?
Well, I can already tell that he's going to use his money for weed. So I'm going to guess 1/8.
What? So $30?
Approximately. Show up with green, we'll see what happens.
The practice sword is thrown in there, so it's got sentimental value.
Right, so you can get... So if you want to get good at those swords, the Excalibur and the hook sword.
Excalibur.
Work your way up to that dope blowgun.
I'm going to go... I'm just going to reach for the stars and say $1,850.
So Neil says $1,850. Traz, you said 30?
You know, like 25 to 40 bucks.
And Kay, you said 100?
I say two payments of $49.99.
He's making payments. He's got a square. The gentleman is asking... $2.
What?
Dude, why don't we get this shit?
Dollars.
Did you not hear about the Banff blowgun?
He's throwing that in.
To me, going on, because you got to go make the post, and then you got to go to your email, and you got to confirm the post. Then you got to take the pictures, upload the pictures.
That's a lot.
Not
of work.
$2 for right. me.
This is gay code, right? This has got to be gay code.
$2.
A Steve post.
Right,
that.
That's a Steve post.
When you say hook sword.
Yeah. I mean
when
double
you say blowgun.
Yeah. Exactly. This is a dope blowgun. Wink, wink.
When you say John Grisham.
All right. So Traz is our big winner tonight with the Price is Right Craigslist edition. He'll take home some fine homemade Chex Mix and get a ride to the party.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Well, I think that's probably all for us tonight, guys. We're going to let Neil go do some more work and drink some more coffee.
Woohoo!
But we appreciate you coming down.
Thank you. Your posters, Deese.
Thank you. My posters? Which, oh, yeah, I've got, yeah, it's a very odd group. Plus the curtains I made myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like looking at summer every time you look out the window.
That's right.
Window
that's,
there.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's
who
it.
This?
That is Salvador Dali.
Ah.
Just an original.
Who painted that.
$2.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, guys, yeah, we're going to get out of here for this evening. Neil, again, thank you very much for coming down. I appreciate it. Find me on Neil's show January 4th. That'll be a Friday,
right.
From 1 to 2. But listen to his show, So There I Was, every Friday on KYRS. That's 93.9.
It's 88.1 and 92.3
FM. 88.9 and 92.3.
Close right. enough.
Okay.
Yeah,
KYRS from 1 to 2. So There I Was. New episodes every Friday. And also Friday evening from 8 to 10. That is Turned On. And that's a...
It's a psych rock show. An epic electronica show. You can sit back in your beanbag chairs. Turn on your Christmas lights. And just go with it.
Play with your dope blowgun.
Ooh, yeah.
So, but all right, and Kay, my dear, thank you very much for coming down and guest co-hosting.
Thank you
I appreciate
for having
yes.
me.
Kay will be in Spokane for all of December, so hopefully you can catch her around. She's going to be at the comedy club doing stuff, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So come find her and you know, watch her be funny. So for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Kay and Traz.
Bye everyone.
Bye.
And for Neil.
Bye bye. Bye bye, Spokane.
Thanks for hanging out, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Wonder Woman, Phoebe Kate's dad on Gremlins, Neil's ex-girlfriends, Kia Motors pitchmen, The Pixies, Teddy Pendergrass, Transvestite Hookers, Big Black Cox, Monica, and Josh from Craigslist. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. If you're on Craigslist, you've never seen a comma in your bank account.
Right.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!